Immigration is a consistently hot-button topic, but since the president vowed to build that, quote, big, beautiful wall and proposed banning people from the U.S. who came from several Muslim-majority countries, it has remained at the forefront of political conversation. Ali Narani is the executive director of the National Immigration Forum, a pro-immigration advocacy group based in D.C. Narani is out with a new book titled There Goes the Neighborhood and will be in Boise Tuesday to give a talk about his latest writing. Matt Gillum spoke to Narani about his book, the current political climate, and his work at the National Immigration Forum.
Our general idea here is we think that the majority of Americans are welcoming people, but they also want to live in a nation that is safe and secure. So by working with a pastor, a police chief, a business owner, we begin to develop relationships with the folks that voters trust. And they trust to have this conversation about immigration and the future of the country in a really honest way.
Well, immigration and conversations about it certainly have been at the forefront of the news in the last few months. How has your work changed at the Immigration Forum since the Trump administration took over the White House?
As I was writing my book, There Goes the Neighborhood, over the last year, I spent a lot of time interviewing conservative and moderate faith, law enforcement, business leaders, just as the presidential campaign season was hitting peak Trump, if you will. And what I realized after the book was done and I was going through final edits after the election is that I didn't have to change a whole lot about the book. And frankly, our work as an organization hasn't changed. I think now more than ever, it is the voice and the leadership of American workers and their families who have been here for generations. Those are the folks who are in the position to encourage members of Congress to move forward in a constructive way.
I'm curious what your organization and you as well just make of the travel ban. How did your organization react to that? And then how did you find its being upheld as constitutional, or at least parts of it?
Well, I mean, I think that the travel ban is bad policy. It did nothing to improve the nation's security. And in fact, it destabilized workforces around the country. You have, business owners who, frankly, don't know what they're going to be able to produce and sell in the next quarter. I think that the administration can and very well should be doing things to improve vetting, even though, the vetting that refugees go through is quite extreme to begin with. But there was really no constitutional or policy reason to ban refugees, much less those coming from these majority Muslim countries.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit. I want to look at more of a broader perspective, the international perspective. You were made a lifetime member of the Council on Foreign Relations 2 years ago. How do other countries view the current political situation in the U.S., and what are people hoping to come to this country saying from abroad as they look at us?
Well, that's a great question, because I think a lot of countries from an economic perspective are looking at the economic chaos that is looming because of the administration's immigration policies. And frankly, they're licking their chops. Countries like Canada, Mexico, various parts of Europe are busy recruiting technology entrepreneurs. They're busy recruiting agricultural producers to come to Canada, Mexico, Europe, China, and bring their production with them. And I think that the rest of the world stands to benefit from the immigration policies that the Trump administration is advancing.
So this America First policy is pretty much only going to be hindering America.
Right. And the president got behind Senators Cotton and Perdue's RAISE Act, in essence, slashing legal immigration by 50%. I don't think that the administration realizes that at the end of their first term, in the year 2020, the United States economy is going to be starved for workers. We're going to be facing a worker shortage of about 7.5 million people. Without an immigrant workforce, the Idaho dairy industry is on its knees. There's just not enough workers in the state of Idaho to keep the dairy industry going without an influx of immigrants. So I just think that the administration's view on immigration is so short-sighted.
Well, you mentioned Idaho. You are going to be here quite soon. What actually is bringing you to the Gem State?
So I'm going to be in Boise on Tuesday evening to speak at Rediscovered Books. Over the course of the week, I'm going to be doing a number of conversations with business leaders, law enforcement leaders, faith leaders, and then I'm also going to do a little hiking and have some fun as well.
It sounds like you're pretty much going to be doing what you did in your book, There Goes the Neighborhood, speaking to a whole sort of consortium of people. Give me the gloss of the book. What is it about? What are you hoping to achieve with it?
Well, what I found through researching and writing the book, and really through the work every day that we do at the National Immigration Forum, is that there is a very different story to tell about the nation's immigration debate than what we read in the national political news. It's not about politics and it's not about policy. Really, to the majority of Americans, immigration is about culture and it's about values. I think that We as advocates, we who care about immigrants and immigration, need to understand that, you know, the American public sees this as a big cultural change. So how do we help people manage and understand that cultural change?
Ali Noorani going to be in Boise on Tuesday to speak at Rediscovered Books with KBSX's own George Prentice. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it.